We have come to what many of us would consider the high point of our Congress, hearing from Father Aloysius Dini, the General Delegate of the Secular Order throughout the world. We're very honored that Father Aloysius has come from Rome. He has been our General Delegate for 14 years. Yesterday, the National Council met, that is, representatives from the three provinces of the Secular Order in the United States. And Father Aloysius was there and spoke to us with an hour. And he had something very wonderful to say, which should make us very happy. He said that the Secular Order is so strong in the United States because for 40 years now, we have been organizing congresses, and that the Congress is one of the most, if not the most, influential factors in building up the secular order in this country. So, without further ado, I'm very happy to introduce Father Aloysius.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Carmelites. No. If I say good afternoon and you say good afternoon, Father, good. If I say good afternoon, Carmelites, you say good afternoon, Carmelite. We are all Carmelites. As Father Donald quoted yesterday from your constitutions, that we are all Carmelites. The friars, the nuns, and the seculars, each with our own contribution, each with our own grace, each with our own style of life. Sometimes I run into, not in this country at all, thanks be to God, but in other countries I run into friars who think that the secular order ought to be suppressed or something, because they believe that the seculars think that they are imitation nuns. And the only people that think that the seculars are imitation nuns are friars. That's the truth, because you're very aware that you're not nuns, you know, and that's not your model. Neither the friars, you're not imitation friars, and friars aren't imitation seculars. Well, each of us has our own presence and our own gift. And as Father Donald said, and it's absolutely true, it's one of my convictions, and one of the things I try to encourage throughout the world is having congresses where seculars meet seculars. Because what it does is it strengthens you. You know yourself, if you just go to your own little community or your own community and no other community or never see another secular Carmelite, you can get a very isolated idea of who you are. But the mere fact that you can connect with other people in another city, in another place, even if it's once in a while or you know about it, it opens your mind. It broadens your vision. You're not just a part of your community. You're part of a province. And you're not just a part of a province. You're part of an order. One of the reasons why I'm here, and I'm grateful to Father Donald and to the Bakersfield community for the invitation for me to attend, but one of the reasons I'm here is to assure you that your vocation is important. It's important to the order, not just to the province and not just to your community. You are members of something wonderful. You are members of an order that has a specific grace or charism. And that specific grace or that specific charism that you share is what Saint Teresa of Avila, Saint Teresa of Jesus, started.